A protest rally called March in March is planned for Canberra and 26 other cities and towns across Australia over the weekend of March 15th to 17th. On Monday, March 17th, Canberra is planned to be the core of the event. You're listening to Community Radio 2XX Behind the Lines. I'm Rebecca, here today with Loz Laurie, a Canberra organiser of the March in March.
G'day, Rebecca.
Hi, Loz. Welcome to Behind the Lines. Loz, how did the idea for this rally start?
Well, it began as a Facebook conversation between four or five people and gradually grew over the last few weeks. It only began in early January, and it grew over the last few weeks to attract over 30,000 supporters. And what the conversation was about was our dissatisfaction with the direction this new government we have is taking our country.
So what were you chatting online or sitting around a kitchen table?
Well, I wasn't involved in the original conversation. It was actually one of my friends who was, and I gradually came on board a couple of weeks later. Basically, there's a sense that this government is not exactly governing for the good of the people. It's really governing for vested interests. And when you look at the decisions and the actions they're taking, they're really shifting wealth upwards. They're disempowering many sectors of society. They're defunding a lot of areas. They're basically not supporting what I've always believed to be the social democracy that is Australia. Now, when I was a young boy, I remember my mother used to say to me, "This is Australia. Jack's as good as his master," you know. And to me, that's always resonated with the concept of an egalitarian society, you know. And what we're seeing now is a government that seems to dismiss evidence-based research. They dismiss expert opinion. They govern, they make decisions based on ideology, very conservative ideology, similar to the Tea Party in America. They're not including everyone. They're not making decisions that include everyone and take everyone with them, you know, in the sense of looking after our marginalised, our poor, our sick, our elderly. They're actually making decisions that are leaving many sectors of society worse off. And what we'll be left with when they leave government is a country that's very much user pays. They'll have sold off many services which government used to provide for free, and who suffers under a user-based society? Well, it's the people with less money. So that's pretty well a summary of where we're at. Yeah.
I understand that for the March in March over the weekend of 15th to 17th of March, you're building a huge alliance of groups that share this dissatisfaction with the current government's policies and some of the decisions they've already made. What sort of groups are getting involved at this point?
Well, we're not actually building an alliance per se. What we're doing is we're providing a platform for many groups and individuals to have their say. So we really are non-partisan. We're not associated or affiliated with any particular political party. We, in a sense, don't want anyone to own our movement. We want the people to own our movement, the people of Australia, regardless of their own political affiliations or, you know, people may belong to unions, they may belong to community groups, they may belong to political parties. It's basically a platform for people to air their concerns with this government and its policies.
So for the listeners out there who might be involved in a community group or even just have personal feelings of despondency or frustration with the current government, how would they get involved? What do they do to participate in this march?
Well, in Canberra, they'll turn up on Monday at 10 o'clock at the rear of Old Parliament House. It's not a very long march. We're not marching across town, across the bridge or anything. We're assembling behind Old Parliament House. And then you have that long area of lawn that they call Parliament Mall, which runs between the two houses of Parliament, the old and the new. And once the people have gathered behind Old Parliament House, we will move with all our placards and banners up to the front of New Parliament House, where a stage will be waiting for everyone. It'll probably be a flatbed truck with a PA. And we've got many speakers we're currently lining up to address the crowd, each about a particular issue, you know. So we're going to have some quite well-known people and some lesser-known and unknown people, but who know their issue and are going to speak to that on the day. So
What's your biggest criticism of the Abbott government?
Well, my biggest criticism is that I see them as trying to turn Australia into what you might call a plutocracy, a country where the government governs for the rich. So there are tax on the unions, there are tax on wages, such as their refusal to grant an increase to the childcare workers who've been waiting for a pay rise for a long time. All these sorts of things are a move to really entrench, well, I would call it a peasant class, but that's probably extreme language, but really they're trying to reduce rights and entitlements in the workplace, really for the benefit of big business and the profit takers.
And what sort of regulations or decisions would you say are linked to that? Is that changes to the workplace relations?
Well, they're clearly conducting an attack on unions, for example. Now, I'm not a member of a union. I have been at different times in my life, but I do support the concept of unions and of collective bargaining. And they're clearly attacking unions. And so why are they doing that? You know, Australians owe most of their working conditions to fights waged by unions over many years. Occupational health and safety issues, for example, we owe to the unions, you know, standards in that area. And
that's right. I noticed on the Facebook page there's a wonderful array of graphics. You clearly have a good graphic designer working with the group.
We have a couple, yes.
And there's a
yes.
lot of great pictures about some of the different issues that the march in March on March 17th in Canberra will be addressing. And that's including pensions and healthcare, education, environment, Indigenous rights, the climate change issue. These are some of the issues that we're looking at with this march. Abbott said in September 2013, "I can assure your listeners that there will be no cuts to health, no cuts to education, no cuts to pensions. And yet, recently, the health minister, Peter Dutton, has signalled in a News Corporation report that Medicare could be means-tested with access to bulk billing and medical tests such as X-rays and blood tests limited to those on lower incomes, and that there's been talk of a $6 fee to see the doctor. The Treasurer flagged that programs including the aged pension for people over 65 were overdue for review and would have to be examined."
Well, that flies in the face of the concept of universal health care, which is something that most Australians have always believed in, to my understanding, and something that's always been a given in our society.
Yes, Abbott said that he is the defender of Medicare, and yet we still feel that it's under threat.
Well, he says many things, and after the fact, things seem to go a little differently. For example, with education, the Gonski trashing. Before the election, it was a unity ticket, and now they've got rid of all the elements of Gonski that made it the great thing it was, and so they're just throwing money at the states for education without the elements that were going to reduce disadvantage in education.
Yes, I heard Abbott was winding back a program for kind of work education in schools, skills like trade skills, teaching trade skills in school. They were going to wind back that program that hadn't even started yet. And then in, in the environment sector, which is more my particular passion, although I'm extremely concerned about a range of issues that the government doesn't seem to be addressing in a very equitable fashion. But in the environment, you know, the decision to allow dumping on the reef. And then recently Tasmanian Senator Richard Colbeck announced minor boundary modifications to Tasmania's World Heritage Wilderness. And that translates to cutting World Heritage in Tasmania by 44% or over 165,000 of the 389 acres of wilderness area. That's all going to be made freely available to logging. It's a big concern.
Well, they seem to be delisting World Heritage areas, and it seems that the Greens and the loggers aren't in favour of that. It seems to be just something the government wants to do.
And it doesn't only affect the environment, you know, that those sort of decisions are really making dents in Indigenous rights. For example, the Gomeroi traditional owners up in the Gunundurra region have accused the Abbott government of failing to act on an application for an immediate stop work order on the mining of Maules Creek. And that's very devastating for many of those elders. I have met some of them, and they are just absolutely ripped apart to see their indigenous sacred sites threatened now by the bulldozers that are trashing the endangered forest right now for Whitehaven coal. And the ministers won't consider their quite legitimate application for a stop work order, which is astounding, really. You wonder how this is going to shape up in the courts when it becomes part of legal actions later on.
We do have some Aboriginal mobs travelling across the country to join us in Canberra on Monday the 17th, from Geraldton, WA, and from Arnhem Land in the Northern Territory. We've got a chap called Eddie Mason coming, who runs a Facebook page called Protect Arnhem Land, and his issue is the seabed offshore mining that's going on up there. So there are, you know, there are people coming to join us who have concerns from the indigenous people.
Yeah. That sounds fascinating. That's a long way for them to travel.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow. Yeah, and then there's climate. The Abbott government sacked the scientists in
yes,
the Climate Commission.
That's right. They dismissed science as irrelevant. They've closed down the Climate Commission.
That was a group who were tasked to objectively inform the public about the science of
that's
climate
right.
change.
That's right.
It's just incredible. And then the government is also threatening to dismantle the Clean Energy Finance Corporation that helps renewable energy projects make a start. Mm-hmm. And this corporation would actually earn money for Australia when the loans are paid back. Tearing away the carbon price, even though it does its job of cutting emissions in a cost-effective way.
Mm-hmm.
Failure to confirm that it won't dilute the renewable energy target that's currently under review.
Mm-hmm.
It's a shame. This is Behind the Lines. I'm Rebecca, talking today with Loz Laurie, a Canberra organiser for the March in March, planned in 26 cities and towns around the nation, and in Canberra on March 17th. Loz, are you a member of a political party?
No, I'm not, no.
Okay, and so I guess we could see a range of people coming on the day?
Yes, yes. The media will probably characterise March in March as being of the left, if you like. But we're actually finding we're getting disenchanted Abbott voters who supported him at the election are now totally dissatisfied with decisions that are being made. So we're really across the board. We're trying not to align ourselves in any way with any group. We are simply providing a platform so people can have a voice.
And I saw on the Facebook page, it's called a Canberra March in March page, is that right?
That's correct.
It saw that you're looking for volunteers to put up posters for the event, promote the event and help on the day.
Well, it's quite amazing. I came to Canberra just really 2.5 weeks ago, and since then 35 volunteers have come forward and they're in the process of spreading posters around Canberra as we speak. So we are getting the help, and I'm finding that wherever I go, people are thanking us for organising this and saying this is really necessary. And we have a sense that in a way we're performing a bit of a public service for the community.
So if listeners wanted to get hold of the digital version of the posters or offer to help on the day, how would they go about doing that? We've put the link for the page up on our Facebook page, 2XX Behind the Lines Facebook page.
It is happening pretty much through Facebook, and that's why we're posting and so on, and that's why I'm here today talking to you, because we're trying to move beyond the social media. There are many people like my 93-year-old mum who's saying, how will my friends find out about this, you know? And I'm saying, well, that's why we're desperately putting up posters, mum, you know? And we're hoping to get some more media coverage. We've had a bit of coverage in the mainstream press, but not much yet. And this is my first radio interview, but I hope there'll be a few more.
Yeah, me too, Loz. You know, I did see something on that Facebook page about how it seems that perhaps some Canberrans are afraid to participate in this sort of protest march against the current government. You know, after all, is it 60% of Canberrans are public servants?
Yes, well, that does seem to be the case. We've also copped a lot of flack for organising this on a Monday, because a lot of public servants could have come if it was on a weekend. But we felt it was important to do it on a day when Parliament is sitting. And yes, there is feedback that many public servants are too afraid of retribution, of getting the sack if they do take a day off and attend. I've met a couple who plan to do so, but my message to all public servants is if you all came, there could be no retribution. Well, how would they know who to sack if you all came? But anyway,
I know that's idealistic. Well, there is safety in numbers. And also, public servants do have quite flexible lunch breaks and flexi time arrangements.
Yes. Well,
and this goes over the lunch break too, doesn't it?
Yes, it goes from 10 to 2 of the planned operating hours, if you like.
So is there anything else you'd like to add?
Well, look, I'd just like to encourage anyone who's unhappy with decisions being made by this government to come and participate, because the more people join in this protest, the louder will be our voice and the more likely the government is to listen and possibly act on the feedback.
Thank you. Thank you, Loz, Laurie. I'm Rebecca. You're listening to 2XX Behind the Lines.